this song, let's send it to everybody around the world who is struggling, who is celebrating, and who is living out loud for LGBT rights.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Just before raising the rainbow flag that now hangs below the United Nations flag in the San Francisco United Nations Plaza, Molly McKay led a group of 24 protesters in the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. McKay is a member of Marriage Equality USA.
LGBT people are wonderful technicolor people in the world, but no matter where, you know, we kind of, the LGBT community had to come together because our families didn't accept us, and now it's time to return the technicolor to Kansas, because there is no place like home, and we want everyone to be able to be in their home, be who they are, have the love and support of their family, be sewn back into the family quilt. And that's certainly what we're here doing in the United States, and we hope that that happens globally.
And how long have you been involved in the movement for LGBT equality, and what's your stake in the movement?
I've been involved very deeply in the fight for marriage equality since I was 25, and I'm 40 now. And before that, and when I came out when I was 19, I've been active. But, you know, when you fall in love and you meet the love of your life like I did with Davina Katulski, you just, you want to shout it from every mountain and make sure that person gets treated with equal human dignity. And that has brought, that very personal feeling and journey has brought us in contact with people internationally. It's really powerful.
The original resolution proposed by the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations General Assembly denounced arbitrary executions of members of marginalized groups, including LGBT people. UN leaders representing Morocco and Mali reportedly introduced an amendment to omit the words sexual orientation from the list of discriminatory reasons not to kill. The amended version denounces killings committed for, quote, discriminatory reasons on any basis, unquote. The amendment passed with 79 committee members in favor and 70 opposed, and the overall resolution passed with 165 votes. The United States voted against the Morocco-Mali amendment, but abstained from the final vote. Michael Petraris is with Gays Without Borders. He says the new amended resolution simply doesn't do enough to protect the global LGBT population.
We're here at United Nations Plaza today to send a message to the United Nations that the UN has to protect gay people around the world from executions. Now, 1 year ago, Walter Troches in Honduras was murdered by right-wing forces. It was an extrajudicial killing where he was murdered on the streets for being gay, for speaking out for democracy. He was murdered, and no one has been arrested or charged in his murder. 1 year later, we're here to say to the United Nations, the murder of Walter Troches is what you no longer have in the resolution calling for protection for targeted individuals and groups because of who they are.
Assemblyman Tom Amiano from the 13th Assembly District was at the symbolic raising of the rainbow flag. Amiano says it's the responsibilities of the citizens of the United States to utilize their freedom of speech rights to advocate for justice on behalf of people from other parts of the world who are persecuted for expressing their sexuality or simply for being who they are.
We can't forget what is happening in other countries, and that is happening to us if it's happening to other people. It still affects us here in the States, and if we have the ability for free speech, free association, then we need to take that not as a privilege, but as a weapon in the arsenal against homophobia as it exists all over the world.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, San Francisco.